CFA. He is coming before the court, or will be here soon, I understand.
George Zimmerman's first court appearance before a Florida judge came a day after he surrendered to police in connection with the shooting of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin.
Mr. Zimmerman,
yes, sir.
You're appearing here for your first appearances, our first appearance at this time for charge of murder in the second degree, and you are represented by Mr. O'Meara. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Remember your right to remain silent.
It was the first time the public had gotten to see and hear from George Zimmerman. The judge said he found probable cause to move ahead with the case and told Zimmerman he will be formally charged during an arraignment May 29th. Zimmerman did not enter a plea during the brief appearance. He turned himself into authorities Wednesday night just before Special Prosecutor Angela Corey announced the charges against him. Corey told reporters she will fight for Trayvon Martin.
It's V for victim. That's who we work tirelessly for. And that's all we know is justice for our victims.
Zimmerman says he shot Martin in self-defense after spotting the teenager in a gated community where Martin's father lives. He told police Martin attacked him during a confrontation. The shooting sparked a national outcry and demonstrations led by Martin's parents who insist their son was murdered. They also accused Zimmerman of targeting their son because he was black. Trayvon Martin's mother, Sabrina Fulton.
We just wanted an arrest, and we got it.
Many in Sanford, Florida, the city where the shooting took place, welcomed the charges.
All of us were wanting this to move on and get to this process where it is now, get it in the justice system.
It was long overdue, and I was glad that they finally decided to do something.
Police did not initially charge Zimmerman with a crime because of a Florida law that says a person has a right to stand his or her ground and meet force with force. Prosecutor Corey says she's prepared to argue the issue if Zimmerman uses the self-defense law in court.
If stand your ground becomes an issue, we fight it if we believe it's the right thing to do. So if it becomes an issue in this case, we will fight that affirmative defense.
Mark O'Meara, Zimmerman's attorney, would not reveal his strategy, but he says his client is worried about getting a fair trial.
There's a lot of information, and of course there's a lot of groundswell of emotions on all sides of the issue. We need to calm this down. It needs to be tried in a courtroom.
Upon that finding, this hearing is, at first appearances, is concluded.
If found guilty of the second-degree murder charge, Zimmerman could face up to life in prison. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.
We'll get the rest of the group in there, and I will take a short break, okay?